It's CCR on Christmas Eve afternoon, and you're listening to the Essex Police Band Christmas Concert 2015 from the Marconi Club in Great Baddow. Now, we're into the second half of the concert, and it's time for a bit of a party.
Been to one of our Christmas concerts before, this is what happens in the second half. So the first time I did this 3 years ago, and you get used to the noise, by the way. 3 years ago, the first time I did it, we were in here, and I stood up to announce the first piece, and three balloons shot past my ear, and it just continued for the whole concert. So what we said we'd do was, for the last year and for this year, we'd have the first half, which was fairly straight concert, and then we'd have a party. So this is our Christmas party as such. So please join in, grab a balloon, and try and avoid them flying past your ear. That was, of course, Let It Snow, to start with, which comes from the film Die Hard. If you haven't seen Die Hard, I've seen all four, five of them now, I think. And then the second piece was Deck the Halls, which is from the film by the same name, which I believe is two guys who are trying to outdo each other by getting their house seen on the Google Maps. If you haven't seen it, it's not... they don't get to play very often, so they remember that. I'm so sorry. So, moving on to the next piece, which is a very, very serious piece. You will have noticed the band is now resplendent on the whole in either Christmas jumpers or tinsel. I apologise for mine, but if I wore my Christmas jumper, it has so many bells on it, it would be a second percussion section while I'm jumping around, so you've got this instead. So, can I introduce you to Andy Norton? He is our band secretary and also our bass trombone player. Frosty the Snowman is one of the most well-known tunes you'll hear around Christmas, obviously. And Sandy Smith has arranged Frosty the Snowman for a bass trombone solo. Now, Andy is a retired inspector. He has been in the police band for 40 years. Now, saying he's been in the police band for 40 years, we are actually, as a band, we will be 50 next year. So look out for concerts and what have you. It's our 50th anniversary next year. And one of our number, I don't think he was there for the very first practice, he was there pretty soon after. Mick on first trombone, he's been with the band for the best part of those 50 years. Mick Spalding. Doesn't look old enough, does it? Right, let's get on with this one, should we? Frosty the Snowman, arranged for bass trombone, arranged by Sandy Smith. See you at the end. Thank you.
Christmas Concert 2015 from the Marconi Club in Great Baddow, and you're listening to CCR. Coming up shortly, we have a solo from Wendy Norton, who starts off a rendition of Silent Night. Also, we have a bit of Love Is All Around, and of course, a Yuletime favourite of White Christmas. That's all still to come. This is CCR, and you're listening to the Essex Police Band Christmas Concert 2015.
Right, so you will know that this year we are, and this is the serious bit, I can't believe we've got Mexican hats at Christmas. I was going to say it's the Three Amigos, but there's four of them, so it can't be. So we are this year having the Essex Air Ambulance as our charity, the retiring collections for, and Roger is here to come and talk to us. About Essex Air Ambulance. We're going to play a piece before we do that to sort of set a mood, really, just sort of a thoughtful mood. And one of the extracts, and I haven't seen the whole film, but one of the extracts out of Oh What a Lovely War that really set in my mind was a scene in the World War when the two armies stopped fighting, and the Germans and the English fighters came into the soldiers came into the middle, and they played football, they sang carols. And this is the carol when you watch Oh What a Lovely War, which features it's Silent Night. And when you see something like that, it really sort of sets in your mind what Christmas is all about. So this is Silent Night, and we're using an arrangement that was done by Alan Fernie. And Wendy is going to start it all off for us. Thank you, Wendy.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Thank you. I'm with Roger Smith from the Essex Air Ambulance, and Essex Air Ambulance are this year's charity appeal for the Essex Police Christmas Band concerts. Roger, how long have you been a volunteer with Essex Air Ambulance?
I joined them in April 2010, so come this April 2016 I would have been with them for 6 years.
And what sort of things have you done?
Typical volunteer activities are going out selling merchandise at events, giving talks to local clubs, giving guided tours of the air ambulance base at Elscone. Some volunteers prefer to go in the office and do paperwork. The only thing I don't do is bag packing or dressing up in Pilot Pete. But more recently, a lot of colleagues have been collecting money in buckets at supermarkets, in particular Sainsbury's, who they've chosen us as their charity of the year.
Have you been invited on the aircraft?
No.
No?
No.
Would you like to be?
Yes, I would like to be, but of course the principal reason for that being there is to provide first-rate medical care to the critically ill and injured people of Essex, Hertfordshire and the surrounding areas.
Okay, so how much do you know about the Essex Air Ambulance from your time volunteering with them? How long roughly have they been running? Do you know that?
The Essex Air Ambulance came into being in 1998.
Yes.
It was the idea of the former Lord Lieutenant of Essex. He decided we ought to have an air ambulance, so fundraising began, and here is the first of some extraordinary figures. £1 million, and 1 year later, the Essex Air Ambulance took to the air, initially from Newhall in Chelmsford. It then moved on in later years to Boreham Airfield, former World War II bomber airfield, and shared the facilities with the Essex Police Helicopter. And 4 years later, it then moved on to its permanent base in Elscone.
How much does it cost a year to keep the service running?
Well, to answer this question, a similar process first of all took place in Hertfordshire in 2007. In 2008, the first helicopter became operational in Hertfordshire from Stevenage. It's since moved to its permanent base at North Weald. We are now a combined Essex and Hertfordshire Air Ambulance Charitable Trust. We rent the helicopters, it's the most economical way of obtaining the helicopters. Along with that rental comes the pilots, the maintenance package and so forth. We've also got on board obviously a pilot on each flight. We've got a doctor who's of very senior level, and they're trained in critical care, pre-hospital care, and we've also got a paramedic on board trained in pre-hospital care. We don't rely on the government for money. Yes, we'd like their money, but no thanks. We won't possibly be subjected to their cuts. We cannot get any funding from the lottery, because one of the questions asked when we applied was, how many patients are you going to save a week? Well, we don't know. It could be one, could be half a dozen. So to answer your question, the cost of the rental, the salaries of the pilots, the fuel, all the medical facilities on board, all the medicine, and the salaries of the other crew members, except the paramedics, is a staggering £500,000 a month, £6 million a year. Both sums extraordinary amounts of money, but of course, if you look at it on a day-to-day basis, just over £17,000 every day we have to raise through the kindness and generosity of the people of Essex and Hertfordshire.
So that's a staggering amount of money. So how many events do you get to go to as part of the fundraising team?
Well, I've been out this year. I did a quick check earlier today, and I've been out 150 times on events. And I also go out collecting the tins, which are left at public houses, restaurants and other establishments. So in total, I've done 200 events this year. But I think it's well over 300 that other colleagues have attended.
Wow.
Throughout Essex, yeah.
That's absolutely astounding.
And we're all volunteers.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So of all the things that you've done as part of the volunteer team with the Essex Air Ambulance, is there something that sticks out for you as the most fun thing that you've done?
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, the volunteers. But the principal reason for being volunteers is to raise money for the air ambulance, both air ambulances.
Yes.
And I think the most important thing that I enjoy is, like coming here this evening, is to raise the awareness of what the air ambulance does, how it operates, how it's funded, and to emphasise it's for the critically ill and injured people, not only of Essex, but also Hertfordshire and the surrounding areas. They're known as a HEMS, Helicopter Emergency Medical Service.
Brilliant.
Which indicates we've got a doctor on board. And incidentally, a doctor, although the paramedics are very highly trained, land ambulance people, our paramedics are trained to an even higher level. But one thing that paramedics are not allowed to do is to anaesthetise, to operate, and more importantly, our doctors on board can decide, once a patient is stabilised, the best possible hospital to airlift that patient to. We call those hospitals centres of excellence.
Yeah.
And for example, if you've got very, very serious burns, which are quite critical,
yeah,
you'll be airlifted to Broomfield.
Mm-hmm.
Serious physical injuries, either to the Royal London or to Addenbrookes, depending on where the accidents occurred. Serious brain trauma to Queen's in Romford. Cardiac difficulties, which we do sadly attend to a lot of the time, you can be airlifted to Papworth or, if necessary, to the Norwich and Norfolk Hospital. Can I just add,
yes,
that our helicopters, if they're alerted, they can reach any part of Essex or Hertfordshire in under 14 minutes.
Wow.
So that's vital to bring the doctor and the pre-hospital care to a patient.
Brilliant. Thank you again, Roger.
Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Thank you.
On with the film music. Walking in the Air came from The Snowman. I'm sure you've all seen bits of The Snowman. It features pretty much on every BBC Christmas. Get some snippet of it going on. This for me was really brought to life by Alec Jones, and I was quite surprised to read that he actually didn't sing the theme tune. He actually featured it on a record. He actually wasn't the person that sang the original soundtrack. It was news to me. But this is Walking in the Air from The Snowman.
Thank you.
the second half was all sort of Christmas films, and you'll see that what we've done so far in Let It Snow, very much Christmas, and that one obviously Christmas-based as well. Now, the next one is a little bit of a tentative link, but Love Actually is based at Christmas. If you've watched Love Actually, what is it, 8 couples and their trials running up to Christmas? It's an entertaining film if you haven't seen it. So, this is Love Is All Around Us, and if you've seen the film, is renamed to Christmas Is All Around Us, and actually doesn't fit the words, but you know, they've done that, and as it would expect in the film, it goes to number one. So, the images that serves up in my mind when you've seen the film and you think about the song, it's just, it's, we won't go there. So, this is from Love Actually, this is Love Is All Around Us, Christmas is all around us, and balloons flying everywhere. Piece. Got a couple of things I need to say. There's a number of people to thank around the band. The management team for this band are fantastic. They organise all of these concerts and everything. And we have done 15 concerts this year. So when you look at the fact we've been around around Essex, all over the place, we've even been to Sandringham again this year and met Prince Charles and Camilla and played in the bandstand. And we're apparently going back there next year as well. So if you... I'm so sorry. If you fancy a trip to Sandringham, the band will be playing again there this year, so come and see us at the bandstand. It's always good fun there. We've had, and I haven't seen any of the guys around tonight, we've had a bit of an interesting year as far as euphonium players are concerned. Our top euphonium player, Phil, who I haven't seen tonight, which is a shame, but Phil had a whole lot of problems with his teeth, so he's had to give up playing. Mike, thankfully, hasn't, and I'm very grateful he's stuck around. The third man down, who was Paul, had a heart operation 3 weeks ago, so I'm very grateful to Simon, who stepped in to play for us tonight on euphonium. And we've had a bit of a weird year for that. And we're also losing one of our members as well this year. Simon on what is the monster, we call it, the B-flat bass over the back. It's his last concert with us. It's been great to have Simon on board. Family commitments and time and everything means that he can't be with us any longer. But Simon, genuinely, thank you ever so much. It's been great to have you in the band, and I wish you well. Okay, so let's play our final piece before we have a bit of a sing. Santa Claustrophobia. Sort of just, it's in the title, isn't it? This is Sandy Smith's attempt to throw everything Santa into one piece. Santa Claus is coming to town. Here comes Santa Claus, featuring our very, very affectionately dressed back row. That'll be interesting. It'll sound like Mexicans. I saw Mummy sitting, kissing Santa Claus. Santa Claus the movie. That's where it fits in. See how they link that in? I know you're impressed. When Santa got stuck up the chimney and a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus. This is Santa Claustrophobia. Thank you.
CCR, and you're listening to the Essex Police Band Christmas Concert 2015. I caught up with conductor Nigel Cooper.
So, Nigel, conductor of the Essex Police Band, for how long now?
This is my third Christmas.
Wow. Having fun?
Absolutely. How could you not have fun with a band like this?
So, favourite gig so far?
Favourite gig? Well, this one is always our favourite gig. We've done 15 this year, so we've been very, very busy. We've done a number of churches around the county. Probably one of our favourite as a band is Sandringham, as I said, at the concert. We get to go there almost every year now and play at the Royal Sandringham Flower Festival. And it's a great bandstand, it's a great event, and we've always had good weather. So, probably that's one of our favourites, apart from this one, of course, because it's just great fun.
So, where else have you been throughout the year?
Oh, now you've got me. we've been to Headingham, we've been up to Colchester, we've been Sandon, all in various churches with various choirs. We've been to Braintree, we did a concert just recently for Christmas at Great Waltham Church. Before that, we did a Braintree Male Voice Choir up at Braintree. So, yeah, all over the place.
Brilliant, that's lovely. So how are you going to spend your Christmas, Nigel?
Not thinking about brass bands. I'm going to spend it with my wife and my children. My son's back from university, so we'll all be together for Christmas. We're going to go to church first thing Christmas morning, come home, close the door, spend the day eating turkey and watching films.
Brilliant. I hope you have a fantastic time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
And before we return to this year's concert, a piece from last year's. Here's the Yule Dance medley.
Thank you.
the Yule Dance Medley, a favourite from the 2014 concert. Now back to 2015 to finish things off.
So we thought we'd finish with a sing-song. White Christmas. There are words on the back of a lot of the programmes. Not all of them. Most of them we handed out have got words on them. But if you haven't, I'm sure you know the tune. I'm sure you know most of the words. Let's sing White Christmas. And after that, as is tradition, we will end our concert with the national anthem. So if you can, please stand with the band as we bring the concert to the end. it just remains for me to say Happy Christmas to all of you from the band. Thank you very much for supporting us tonight. It's great to see you all. Same time next year. We'd love to see you. And have a great Christmas and New Year.
Thank you.
This is CCR, and that's the end of the Essex Police Band Christmas Concert for 2015. Thank you for listening. Drive Time is next.